The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks hit the road for a three-game trip that begins tonight in Edmonton at Rogers Place against the high-flying Edmonton Oilers. San Jose is 0-4-2 in their last six games, having been outscored 17-9, while in their last six, the Oilers, fresh off a 6-4 win in Seattle on Saturday, are 5-1 and have outscored their opposition 26-19. A lot of milestones on the line tonight for Connor McDavid. He's one goal away from 60 on the season, three goals away from 300. Evander Kane, who had a hat trick a couple of days ago, needs one goal to hit the 300 mark in his career. And Leon Draisaitl is also two goals away from a 300-goal NHL career so far. On the Sharks' side of the ice, Matt Benning needs 1 point for 100 in his National Hockey League career. The Oilers have scored five goals or more 26 times this season, including a 7-1 victory at the Shark Tank on January the 13th. Needless to say, it's an opportunity for the Sharks to get back at the Oilers, but it's also a pretty tough challenge, as Erik Karlsson outlined this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we planned for. I think we have to come out and be competitive. I don't think we should worry too much about individual players, even though this is probably a team where it calls for it the most. We just have to play hard. That's our biggest thing, I think. Be competitive and try and be on the right side as many times as possible and hope for the best.
Karlsson has been having an all-world season, but the team has been struggling in the win-loss column. He talked about that two-sided coin to the media today.
No, it's been a tough year. I think that obviously had some individual success, but I'm not going to lie, it's not been fun for the majority of it, and it's still not fun. And that's the way it should feel when you're not winning games and you are where you are in the standings. So it's been a challenging year so far, and like I said, I'm just hoping we can finish off a little bit stronger than we have been in the past month or so, and we'll go from there.
Has Karlsson given much thought to being considered for a third Norris Trophy in his NHL career?
No, I haven't. We still got 12 games left, I think, and it's been a tough stretch ever since the deadline, I think, for this group. And, hopefully we can piece something together here and, finish off a little bit stronger than, what it's been lately.
This is an opportunity for a veteran player like Erik Karlsson to lead his team back to victory, and he looks forward to that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I'm in a different situation now than I was, 4 years ago when I signed here, and, it is what it is, and I've seen other guys go through it before, and it's unfortunate. I want to win hockey games, and I want to be able to compete for the ultimate goal, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that here for quite some time now, and we'll see what the future brings.
That theme of rising to the occasion certainly came up with David Quinn this morning. He thinks it's a big part of this game and this road trip.
Yeah, obviously when you play the Edmonton Oilers and you play the best player in the world, I think there's a little level of excitement, and our guys are looking forward to the challenge tonight, and that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be a challenge, and we certainly understand the situation we're in, and you look across the league last night, three teams, one scoring seven goals, two scored games, one games I was scoring five goals. So, it's that time of year, and what we've talked about today is just be different. Don't be like everybody else. That can happen when you're not competing and you're not giving the effort, and we want to make sure we compete and give the effort we need tonight.
The Teal Report will continue from Edmonton in just a moment, following this timeout on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It's the spring sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grand. And right now, we've got exciting spring incentives on brand new Mazdas, including a huge selection of Mazda CX-50s. And you can buy your new Mazda completely online with our exclusive no-brainer checkout. Don't miss the spring sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
shoots, he scores!
It's everything Sharks hockey in one place. It's the Sharks Audio Network, a 24/7 streaming audio platform dedicated to Sharks hockey and the destination to listen to Sharks games. You can find the Sharks Audio Network on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app presented by Western Digital and at sjsharks.com/listen. Download the app today to listen to Sharks hockey, plus unique Sharks content all day long.
And the fans are into it here at the Shark Tank
on the Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks believe in innovating to play at their peak, and so does Western Digital. That's why, even after more than 50 years of groundbreaking storage products and technologies, we're most excited about what's next. From gaming platforms to the public cloud, from connected cars to safer cities, from the desktops of Sharks fans to the data centers behind Fortune 500 companies, Western Digital services are fueling a brighter, smarter future. Western Digital, a proud official partner of your San Jose Sharks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
As noted, the Oilers are a powerhouse in the NHL this year, possessing the best player in the world in Connor McDavid and now four 30-goal scorers on the roster. Oilers coach Jay Woodcroft talked about having that many big scorers on his team.
Well, it's a credit to them for capitalizing on their opportunities. But we have four 30-goal scorers right now. And then we got a bunch of players that are either at or very close to double-digit scoring. We think that's part of what makes us a dangerous team. Part of it comes down to skill level, but also part of it comes down to paying a price to find offensive success. And, when you're look at some of the teams, I think historically, I think the last time I saw some of the names involved and the last time the Oilers had four 30-goal scorers, it's a long time ago. So anytime you can do that in the modern-day NHL, I think that's a positive. And like I said, I think it makes us a dangerous team.
But Woodcroft sees a lot in the San Jose Sharks as an opponent tonight.
I see a team that has great pride. Their captain has great pride. I would say their coaching staff has great pride in the product that they're putting out on the ice and the work ethic associated with them. And then I see some younger players that are trying to, one, establish themselves as NHL regulars, two, fight for privileged ice time, three, earn contracts for next year. And you put that into a big stew and it makes for a dangerous opponent.
Mattias Ekholm is one of the new additions to this team since the trade deadline in a deal that sent him to the Oilers from Nashville. Ekholm says that facing Erik Karlsson is one of the primary things that he has to deal with today.
Yeah, you got to expect the unexpected. Obviously, he's a rover out there. He's everywhere. He's really skilled, and he sees the ice well. Obviously, he's one of the top offensive defensemen in the league. And whenever you're playing in a guy like that, obviously, I'm a D-man too, so I'm trying to take care of the forwards. But for our forwards coming out at him at the point, you got to have some calculated pressure and not just rush at him because he'll make you look not great. Obviously, knowing how much percentage of their team points comes from him is a guy we need to contain. And more, that's just the end of the day. And it doesn't really matter how we do it. It's just got to get the job done.
Ekholm is looking forward to the challenge, and he says the last 12 games for the Oilers' schedule is an opportunity to get prepared for the postseason.
Yeah, I can only go off the 17 run we had when we almost made it all the way. We went to the finals, but I remember that year we had some injuries in and out. We were lingering for probably a good 60, 65 games of the year, but the last 20, 15 games, we really dialed it in, and you had that feeling, that quiet confidence kind of thing when you went into it, and knew what the group was capable of, and that's what this last little stretch is about, is fine-tuning details and really dial in the game come in playoffs, because you know when playoff comes around, there's no time to change. You just got to go and run with it. So I think it's an important stretch, and it's important for us as a team to really get dialed in for the big game, the big matches start.
We'll have the broadcast at 6 o'clock Pacific time. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.